Today, I will continue to study seven churches in Revelation, number five, Sardis Church.
今天我们要继续查考的是启示录中的七个教会，第五个
撒迪教会。Thank God that we have this opportunity to study the Sardis Church.
感谢主，我们今天有这个机会来查考撒迪教会。
In the future, if God allows, we'll discuss the other two churches.
如果之后还有神，神如果愿意的话，让我们能够再继续查考剩下两间教会。
What is the meaning of Sardis?
撒底的意思是什么呢？
If you look at a biblical dictionary, it will tell you it means the red one, the red one, 红的。
撒底的意思呢？如果我们看到圣经的字典的话，它的意思就是红色。
What does red it means in the Bible?
红色在圣经里面代表什么呢？
One of the meaning is represents sin.
其中一个意义就是代表的是罪。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
以赛亚书第一章十八节。
Revelation chapter, I mean, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
以赛亚书第一章十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Please read.
以赛亚书第一章第十八节，神说：“你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹阳，必白如羊毛。”
So we here we can see that red.It can mean that represents sin.
所以从这里我们可以看到红色可以代表的罪。
So now let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
我们现在翻到启示录第三章。
In fact, this red had to do with this context, with Sardis Church.
所以实在的，这个红色呢，这跟撒底教会也有关系。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3, verse 1.
我们看到启示录第三章第一节
，verse one，
第一节。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, and you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Verse two.
第二节。
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Verse three.
第三节。
Remember therefore how you have received and heard.Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Verse 4.
第四节。
You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Verse 5.
第五节。
He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name.Before my father and before his angels. Verse 6. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Here, we can see that this letter to the Church of Sardis, in fact, is written for everybody.
看到这里，这个给撒底教会写的信呢，其实也是给我们每个人写的信。
As usual, this letter can be divided into three major sections.
我们可以把这一段信呢分成三个大段。
First section is the characteristic of the Lord's manifestation.
第一段就是神的
显现特征的显现
特征。
That's recorded verse 1.
这是记载的第一节。
And the second section is the main message.
第二段就是主要的信息。
The verse 1, the last part.All the way to verse 4.
是从第一节的下半段一直到第四节。
It contains the Lord's rebuke.
这里记载了神的责备。
For example, the Lord said, "You are alive. I mean, you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead."
举例来说，这里记载的，我知道你行为，按你名，你们是活的，其实是死的。
Oh, before that, First, it always starts that the Lord said, I know your works.
在这之前，每一个封信都是从神先说我知道。
Second, it contains a correction. I mean, just rebuke.
第二是神的责备。
And the third is the correction.
第三是要如何去改进。
And that's recorded in verse 2 to verse 3.
这改进记载在第二跟第三节。
And the last part is talk about the rewards of those who overcomes.
最后一段是讲到那些奖赏。
Okay, so let's look at the manifestation of God.
所以我们先看到神的显现。
Here it says that these things says he who has the seven spirits of God.
这里记载的那有神的七灵和七性的说。
We worship one God.
我们只敬拜一位神。
But people say, how come God has seven spirits?
但为什么神他这里说神有七个灵呢？
Do we have seven gods?
我们有七个神吗？
No, it's not.
这并不是这样子。
But the seven here in the Bible always telling us is a complete, is perfect.
七这个数字在圣经里面有一直是代表着完全的意思。
So it's describing that the God's spirit is all perfect, all powerful.
所以这是代表着神的灵呢是完全非常有能力的。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
我们来看到以赛亚书第十一章。
Please put a bookmark on Revelation chapter 3.
请放一个书签在启示录第三章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
我们看到以赛亚书十一章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
11 verse 2.
第二节。
The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Here, he talks about the seven characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
这里记载的圣灵的七种特征。
There's only one spirit, but seven manifestations.
其实只有一个灵，但是有七种它的。
First, this is spirit that is of Lord.
第一，这是神的灵。
Second is the wisdom, spirit of wisdom.
第二是神智慧的灵。
Third is the spirit of understanding.
第三是聪明的灵。
The fourth is spirit of counsel.
第四是谋略的灵。
Fifth is the spirit of might.
能力的灵。
Sixth is spirit of knowledge.
知识的灵。
Seventh is spirit of the fear of the Lord.
最后是敬畏神的灵。
So when the Holy Spirit come upon a person fully.
所以当圣灵充满一个人的时候，
we will have these seven characteristics.
我们会有这七种特质。
And so this is kind of is hinting to the Sardis church that they lack the spirit of God fully.
所以说这预表的撒底教会他们没有完全神的灵。
In other words, they're not filled with God's spirit. They're not filled with God's wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, might, and fear of the Lord.
所以这也是说他们没有神的灵在他们身上，或许也没有智慧、聪明。
But this seven spirits had another term.
这七个灵有另外一个讲法。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
我们看到启示录第四章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
我们看到启示录第四章第五节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
启示录第四章第五节。
And from the throne proceed lightning, thundering, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne. Which are the seven spirits of God? Please read.
第四章第五节有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。这七灯就是神的七灵。
Here it tells us that the seven lamps of fire is also representing the seven spirits of God.
这里讲的说，这七盏灯也就是神的七灵。
So, what does it mean? Seven lamps of fire.
这七盏火灯是什么意思呢？
We already mentioned what seven mean. Mean complete, perfect.
我们知道七的意思就是完全，完全的。
But what does lamp represent?
但是这火灯是什么意思呢？
In the past, we have studied in Matthew that lamp represent a person's light in their body.
我们以前有查考过，在马太福音记载着灯呢是代表着一个人的光。
If a person's eye, spiritual eye, is bad.
如果一个人的属灵的眼睛不好的话
，then inside of him is filled with darkness。
如此的话，在他的里面会充满着黑暗。
But if our eyes, spiritual eyes, is good，
如果我们属灵的眼睛是很好的
，then Lord Jesus Christ said, our body shall be filled with light。
主耶稣就 说我们的身体会充满着光。
So the Lord is saying to the Sardis, the church in Sardis, saying that he has seven spirits of God, also seven fire, seven lamps of fire, which is filled in him, and inside there's no darkness.
所以神这里讲的七灵跟七星呢，就是代表着有神的灵在他里面。
Inside there's no darkness.
然后在他里面没有黑暗。
And so it's kind of, it's hinting to the church in Sardis that they need to be like the Lord.
所以这也是表示着告诉撒底教会他们需要像神一样。
The second characteristic is that the Lord having the seven stars.
第二个就是有七星。
And the seven star we already explained in the church in Ephesus.
七星我们在以弗所教会已经。
These seven star represent all the believers.
这七星呢就代表着所有的信徒。
They are in the hand of God.
他们在神的手里。
It means that their future, their fate, their salvation are in the hand of God.
这也表示他们的未来，他们的救恩就都在神的手里。
In other words.The seven churches is about to depart from God.
另外一句话就是，这七间教会要跟神离开。
Sardis church, this Sardis church is about to depart from God.
撒底教会要他们要将要跟神离开。
But God is holding them. The Lord Jesus Christ is holding them.
但是主耶稣还是握着他们。
But then, if they do not repent, they will fall.
但是如果他们不悔改的话，他们就会跌倒。
So let's look at what does God know? What does Lord knows?
让我们看看神他知道什么呢？
The Lord said, "I know your works."
神知道，我知道。神说，我知道你的行为。
And the works, in verse 2, we can see that, Lord Jesus Christ said, "For I have found your works, I have not found your work perfect before God."
在第二节也讲到，我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
So God knows what's going on.
所以神知道发生的事情。
And then here comes the Lord's rebuke.
这里再是神的责备。
That you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
按你的名，你是活的，其实是死的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You have a name that's alive, but you are dead.
你的名是活的，但是你是死的，这是什么意思？
This is a very harsh rebuke.
这是一个很严重的责备。
You are dead. So if somebody say you are dead, doesn't sound not nice.
如果有人说你是死的，这听起来并不。
Sometimes people don't read the context and they start to say, "Oh, they have a name that's alive, but then they are dead." It can mean other things. They start to interpret without the context.
有人就按着字义来看，他们有名是活的，其实是死的，所以他们用自己的方法来解释它。
For example, some people explain that, they're not fervent.
有些人说他们并不热心。
They don't love God.
他们不爱神。
But if you look at carefully, is that what really is what's said in here?
但是我们仔细来看，这里是这样讲的吗？
In fact, it's the church in Laodicea. That's the one that's not fervent.
在底西亚教会他们是没有热心的。
But in this church, in church in Sardis,It's nothing to do with fervency.
在撒底教会，这跟热心并没有什么关系。
But it has to do with their sin.
其实是跟他们的罪有关系。
That is the real problem.
这是他们真正的原因。
For example,
举例来讲。
Verse 4.
第四节。
You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
第四节，然而在撒底里，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己的衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得。
Think about it. In the church, we suppose there are a lot of people. Let's say 100 people.
在一间教会，我们应该有很多人。
But Lord Jesus Christ said, only a few have white garments, meaning they are holy.
但是主耶稣这里讲说，你们有几名是有穿白衣的
？In other words, most of the people, right, had defiled themselves. They had sinned.
所以就是说，大多数的人都有罪在他们身上。
So, Lord Jesus Christ is telling them that you have a name, that you have a name that is alive, but you are dead. It's referring to that this is the church, it's a sinful church.
所以说主耶稣这里讲的说，按你的名你是活的，其实是的，这也是表示，预表说你是一个充满罪的教会。
So let's see what, how did the Lord correct them and how the Lord helped them to stand on their feet.
那我们来看看主耶稣要如何去改正他们，要让他帮助他们能够再站立起来。
First,
第一点。
There's two major corrections. The first correction in verse 2, the second major correction in verse 3.
这里有两个改正方法，第一点在第二节，还有第三节。
First is that be watchful.
第一点就是要警醒。
Do you remember, Lord Jesus Christ also said to his disciples, watch and pray.
我们记不记得主耶稣也跟他的门徒说，要警醒祷告。
But what's the purpose for Jesus Christ to say that?
但是主耶稣就说这句话的意思是什么呢？
Lord Jesus Christ told them, watch and pray, so that you may not fall into temptation.
主耶稣是说要警醒祷告，以免入了迷惑。
This is recorded in Matthew,
这记载在
chapter 26, verse 41.
这记载在马太福音26章41节。
So we can see that these people, right, they keep committing sin. So in order first to stop their sinning, Lord Jesus Christ is telling them, be watchful.
我们知道这里撒利教会他们信徒呢一直在犯罪，要如何让他们停止犯罪呢？就是要比。
They do not know how weak they are.
他们并不知道他们有多软弱。
They do not know what kind of environment they are in.
他们并不知道他们所在的环境是怎样。
They neglect. They do not really focus on God's word.
他们没有专注在神的话上面。
So at times when things happen, they didn't obey God, God's word, and accept because they not watchful.
所以当时后来到时候，他们没有神的话在他们心里，所以他们没有警醒。
So the first, Lord Jesus Christ told them is to be watchful.
第一，所以第一，神告诉他们要警醒。
The second is that Lord Jesus Christ told them strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Verse 2.
Okay, 在后面之后。就是坚固那剩下将要衰微或作死的。
So there are certain things that they have, the good characteristic. They're about to die off. They're about to extinguish.
所以这也表示说有他们有一些好的特质，但是将要衰微的。
For example,
举例来讲。
Maybe they keep Sabbath in the beginning.
或许他们遵守安息生日。
But then slowly and slowly they decide not to keep Sabbath, and they kind of skip some Sabbath services.
但是慢慢的，他们决定不来，慢慢的不来参加聚会。
And so they disobey the fourth commandment.
所以他们就违背了第四个诫命。
And sometimes, maybe because, they gradually become dishonest.
慢慢，或许是他们慢慢的，走向不诚实。
They start compromise.
他们开始妥协。
They're about to lose. They start to lose their principle.
他们。快要失去他们的主见。
So it's about to die because they start losing it.
因为他们一直将要失去这些东西，所以好像要死一样。
Also, another thing is prayer.
另外一点就是。
Very likely their prayer start to die off too.
我想他们的祷告也开始衰微。
God can feel that. How come their prayer is getting shorter and weaker?
神会想说，为什么他们的祷告越来越短，越来越没有力量呢？
Sometimes we pray, right? Sometimes maybe our physical fatigue, we pray very low.
有时候我们或许肉体上我们祷告很长一段时间。
Sometimes that's normal. That's only once a while.
或许这个只是偶尔的事情。
But for them, Lord Jesus Christ can see that as overall their prayer, right? From the beginning when they pray, when they believe, until now.The prayer is getting shorter and shorter. In the past, maybe 1 hour. Now it's half an hour, maybe 15 minutes.
所以神看他们的祷告，或许从刚信主的时候，是很长一段时间，就像举例来说一个小时，但是慢慢减短，慢慢减短，到现在说不定只有15分钟。
If this continues, this prayer will die off. They're not going to pray anymore, and they're going to fall away.
如果这样这些事情继续下去的话，他们就最后会不再祷告。
So Lord Jesus Christ is telling them, strengthen what you have.
所以这主耶稣告诉他们。兼顾那些你所剩下的。
So these two things put a stop to their backsliding.
所以这两件事情可以阻止他们，继续衰微下去的。
And why do why did Lord Jesus Christ say these things?
但是主为什么要这样说呢？
Because Jesus said, "For I have not found your works perfect before God."
因为神神这里讲的是，因为我这点行为在神面前没有一样是完全的。
It means that their deeds are not perfect, none of them, because they are sinful.
这表示着他们的行为没有一个是完全的，这也表示他们是有罪的。
So, Lord Jesus Christ, this is why Lord Jesus Christ say these two things to them.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣要说这两件事情跟他们说。
Let's look at the second major correction.
我们再看到第二点的改正。
It consists of three points.
有三点。
Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent.
所以要回想你们是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。
So, these three steps is to help them to grow once again.
所以这三个步骤呢，是要帮助他们再一次的成长。
First is remember.Therefore, how you have received and heard.
第一点就是要回想你们是怎样领受、怎样听见的。
Lord Jesus Christ want them to think about what was the attitude they have in the beginning when they received the word of God.
主耶稣要让他们想回想起来，他们在刚信主的时候是有怎样的行为。
Very likely that when they listen to the word of God, they listen with humility, and then they accept the word of God.
我相信他们在最初的时候是听神的话，然后用谦卑来听神的话，然后接受神的话在心里。
But now, they don't do that anymore.
但是他们现在并没有这样去。
In other words, they are losing more than they're absorbing.
另外一句话，换句话说就是他们失去比他们吸收的更多。
When they listen to sermon, they don't listen to it into their heart.
当他们听神的话语，他们没有办法听到神心里面。
So Lord Jesus Christ told them, think about it. How you receive, remember how you receive in the beginning.
所以主耶稣告诉他们，回想你们是怎样领受、怎样听见的。
And also, second thing is how you heard.
另外一点就是怎样你是怎样听见的。
Think about what you have heard and start practice it.
去想想看你所听见的，然后去行把它行出来。
Maybe we can.Take our notes that we have learned in the past.
或许我们可以把我们以前所记过的笔记拿出来看。
And we can look over and remember what we have heard.
我们可以复习，然后去记住我们所听过的。
And Lord Jesus Christ say this is because very likely they hear one way and then they go out the other way.
主耶稣这样跟他们讲，我相信是因为他们一边他们听的话一边进去，但另外一边出来。
Okay.Second is to hold fast what they heard and what they received.
第二点就是要遵守他们所听所领受的。
We know that hold fast, that is one of the key words to be the fourth kind of good soil.
我们知道去遵守是一个非常重要的一点，是让我们能够变好的。
What make the good soil to bear fruits?
要怎么让好一个好的土壤去结果子呢？
They hold fast to God's word.
他们遵守神的话。
Another word in times of tribulation and challenges.
另外一句话就是说在我们受到试探的时候。
They hold God's teaching. They do not compromise. They hold fast to it. They suffer for it.
他们遵守抓住神的话，他们不跟邪恶妥协。
They didn't toss it aside.
他们并没有把神的话丢在一边。
So Lord Jesus Christ told them, hold fast to it, so that they will not sin.
所以神这一根告诉他们要遵守神的话，保守神的话，所以他们不会
The last one is repent.
最后一个就是悔改。
Not just say, oh, I know.
并不是说我们听了就说我知道。
Or I say, oh, yes, I will do it.
或者说我会去行的。
But then never have chance to get to it.
但是我们一直没有机会去把它做
出来。So Lord Jesus Christ said, repent.
在这里主耶稣讲到说要悔改。
Do it, change it.
要去行去做。
So this is the Lord's correction.
所以这几点是神的改正。
And then Lord Jesus Christ said, therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you.
主耶稣就继续讲，如果你不警醒的话，我必临到你们那里，如同贼一样。
Is this talking about the second coming of the Lord?
在这里是不是讲的神的主耶稣第二次来临呢？
Is it?
是吗？
Think about it. If we look at the context, right, Lord Jesus Christ is telling the believers in Sardis.
所以如果我们看上下文的话，我们知道这一句话是跟撒底教会的信徒讲的。
And of course, these people have passed away, but Lord Jesus Christ hasn't come for the second time.
我相信这些人已经到现在已经去世了，但是主耶稣的再临还没有到来。
So this context should refer to that Lord said, "I will come upon you," means that I will come and take away your life.
所以说这一句话的意思，神讲到我必临到你那里，就是说要把我们生把他们的生命拿走。
In other words, Lord Jesus Christ is telling them, "You will not know when you will die."
换句话说，也就是说，主说你不知道你什么时候要死。
And then when you die, you'll be surprised because come as a thief, you're not prepared for it.
然后当你死的时候，你会感到惊讶，因为我像贼一样临到你们那里。
Sometimes in our church, there's some kind of tragedy happen.
有时候，在教会里面有发生一些不好事。
This tragedy happens to warn us not to follow the example.
这些事情呢，发生在那些不遵守神的话的信徒身上。
To warn us.
To 要警惕我们。
For example, we have a brother commit adultery.
举例，我们有一位弟兄，犯了奸淫。
He did not really repent, and he even eat the Holy Communion.
他并没有真正的悔改，甚至他还领了圣餐。
After he ate the Holy Communion, he went back to commit adultery again.
当他领受了圣餐之后，他回去，他又继续犯奸淫。
And it seems nothing happened.
看起来好像没有事情发生。
Then suddenly, everybody was so surprised.
但是突然间大家都非常惊讶。
Suddenly he has a heart attack and he died.
他突然间得到心脏病，所以他就去世了。
And so he was caught off guard. He didn't have a chance to repent.
所以他当时没有机会再去悔改。
So Lord Jesus Christ tell them that if you not watch, if you don't keep God's word, if you not be careful,then I will come upon you, and you will not be prepared for it.
所以说，神这里说，如果你不警醒，不遵守神的话的话，神什么时候临到你，没有人会知道。
So let us be aware.
所以让我们要警醒。
And so in other words, if we always be watchful, then we'll be ready for the Lord anytime.
所以如果我们时时警醒的话，我们就不论神什么时候来临，我们都能够准备好。
Let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
If a thief was watching outside our house,
如果一个贼他在我们的屋外等着，
when will he come in to steal our stuff?
他什么时候会进到房子里来偷我们东西呢？
Definitely, he will look at us and until when we sleep, right? And then they will come.
我相信他会一直等到我们睡着了，所以他才会进来。
So the Lord is saying to us that if you sin, then very likely that will be the time that he will come.
所以神也是在讲说，如果当你犯罪的时候，我相信这个就是神来临的时候。
So let us be careful.
所以让我们非常的小心。
Because when we sin, we actually are in the hand of Satan.
因为当我们犯罪之后，我们就在撒旦手里。
Our salvation is in question.
我们的救恩也是一个问题。
And then let's look continue verse 4.
我们继续看到第四节。
Verse 4 says, "You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy."
然后在撒底，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行。
So we can see that the church is quite pitiful. Many people are sin.
所以我们看到这个教会非常的痛苦，因为很多人都犯了罪。
Only few have white garments.
只有几位是有白衣。
And these white garments come from after a person being baptized.
这一件白衣呢，在我们受洗之后就在我们身上。
But then very few people have keep it clean.
但是在这里非常只有几位信徒能够保持他的干净。
And also, very few people really wash their garments white through the blood of Jesus Christ.
而且只有几位信徒呢能够用主的宝血再把白衣洗。
Because they truly repent.
因为他们能够真正的悔改。
So for the rest of them, they are actually wearing black clothes.
所以其余的人呢，他们都穿的是 肮脏的衣服。
And for those people who keep their garments white.
然而当那些保守他们洁白的那些信徒呢
？Jesus said this one benefit is that they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
主耶稣说这他们将要穿着白与神同行。
And what does it mean? They shall walk, with me in white.
他们要穿白与我同行是什么意思呢
？It means that they shall have God's abidance.
这表示着他们有神的同在。
And while they're serving God, they shall feel the presence of God, power of God.
当他们在服侍神的时候，他们就会感受到神的能力，还有神的。
And their work shall be accepted.
他们的工作呢会被神主接纳。
Let's look at Haggai chapter 2. Let's put a bookmark here. Let's turn to Haggai chapter 2, verse 14.
我们看到哈该书第二章第十四节。
Haggai chapter 2.
哈该书第二章第十四节。
Haggai chapter 2, verse 14.
哈该书第二章第十四节。
Then Haggai, let's start from verse 13.
我们看从十三节开始。
And Haggai said, if one who is unclean because of a dead body touch any of these, will it be clean? Will it be unclean? So the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Verse 14. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. Please read.
第十三节，哈该又说，那若有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的那一样，那这物算污秽吗？祭司说，必算污秽。十四节，于是哈该说，神说，证明这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此。他们在坛上所献的祭也是如此。
God sent Haggai to ask the priest.
神在这里差遣哈该去问祭司。
Because priest knows a lot better.
因为祭司他都了解。
Asking them, if a person touch unclean things such as their body, and then they touch the holy things.
神叫哈该问了，如果一个人摸了污秽的东西，就像尸体。然后再去摸一些圣物。
Will that holy thing become unclean?
那个圣物呢，会不会变成污秽的
？And the priest said yes, it will be unclean.
这祭司就说，是的，这圣物必会。
And so God said to the people, say, you know, this is how people serve me. Everything that they do to me, they offer to me is defiled, is unclean.
所以神就说，这些证明也是这样子，他们先摸了。污秽的东西，然后再来为我工作。
In other words, they have sinned, and then while they're serving God, God is not pleased. God wants them to serve with holiness.
这也是说，这些民呢有罪在他们身上，然后他们带着这罪去服侍神，神并不喜悦。
So this is to tell us that we need to really repent and change our bad habits, our bad weaknesses.
所以我们真的需要去悔改，然后去改变我们
And so when we serve, God may be pleased, and God can be abide with us.
所以当我们服侍的时候，神才会喜乐，然后跟我们同在。
So let's turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
让我们看回启示录第三章。
Okay. So these people shall walk with God in white.
所以这些人必要穿白衣与神同行。
Let's look at the third section from verse 5 to verse 6.
我们看到第三段就是从第五到第六节。
From verse 6, we can see that this is written for everybody to hear.
所以，我们从第六节可以看出来，这是给每一个人听的。
Anyone who has sinned.
任何有罪的人。
But then, if they're willing to listen to the Lord's rebuke in verse 2 and verse 3.
如果当他们能够愿意去听神的责备，在第二、第三节。
Then they shall receive three rewards.
如果他们这样行的话，他们就会得到三个奖赏。
But these three rewards actually is one thing, salvation.
这三个奖赏其实说起来就是一件事，就是神的救恩。
The first reward is that they shall be clothed in white garments.
第一个奖赏就是他们必穿白衣。
We know that their garments are already defiled; it become black.
我们知道，那其他信徒呢，他们的白衣已经是肮脏的。
But if they're willing to repent.Strengthen what they have, remember how they receive and heard, hold fast and repent, then they shall have this white garment.
但是如果他们能够回想他们领受所听见的，然后又要遵守，然后又要悔改的话，他们就必领受这样的白衣。
And this is the same garment that the 24 elders wear.
这白衣也是那24位长老所穿的。
So these 24 elders, which represent people who have characteristic of these elders, they have holiness.
这24位长老也代表着那些人有在他们是圣洁的。
Second reward is that God will not blot out His name from the Book of Life.
第二个奖赏就是神必不从生命册子上涂抹他的名。
Book of Life is a list of names that of people who have salvation.
生命册里上面记载的就是那些能够得救的人的名字。
So to be in that Book of Life, a person must receive water baptism.
所以要能够在把将名字记在生命册上，那个人一定要接受神大水洗礼。
Because after a person receive correct water baptism, their sins are washed away and they have white garments.
当人接受正确的大水洗礼之后，那他们才能够有白衣赐给他们。
And of course, their names are in the Book of Life.
当然的，他们的名字也在生命册上面。
And we can see that in Exodus chapter 32, when the Israelites made the golden calf and worship.
如果我们看到在出埃及记32章那里，以色列民他们造了金牛犊。
And then Moses went up to the mountain of God and intercede for the Israelites.
那边敬拜，然后摩西上到神的山去领受神的话。
Moses went up to the mountain of God to intercede for them, to intercede for them. 为他们代求。
所以摩西上到神的山呢，去为百姓们代求。
And Moses said, "Oh, please forgive them."
摩西对神说，请原谅他们。
If you will not forgive them,
如果你不原谅他们
，then please blot my name from your book. Blot me out from your book.
如果你不愿意原谅他们的话，请将我的名字从生命册上划去。
What did God say to Moses?
但是神如何跟摩西说呢
？The one who sinned, I will blot him out from my book.
神说那些犯罪的，我将要从生命册上把他的名字除去。
So in other words, those people had sinned, and God blocked their names from the book of life.
也就是说，如果那些犯罪的人呢，神就会将他的名从生命册上除去。
So it's very important we need to heed God's corrections in verse 2 and 3.
所以我们很重要的要去遵守神的改正。
Let's look at the last blessing.
我们看到最后一个恩典。
Is that the Lord will confess his name before his father and before his angels.
最后就是神要在他父还有众使者面前认他的名。
In fact, this is the reward for being watchful.
其实这一点是警醒的奖赏。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
我们看到马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Matthew chapter 25, verse 12.
马太福音二十五章十二节。
But he answered and said, "Surely I say to you, I do not know you." Verse 13.
十三节。
Watch therefore.For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Here is the parable of the 10 virgins.
在这里是讲到那十个童女的比喻。
There are 5 foolish and 5 wise.
有五个愚笨的童女，五个聪明。
The 5 wise ones go into the wedding with the Lord. The 5 wise ones went in to the wedding with the Lord.
那五个聪明的童女呢，跟神一起进到。
But then the 5 foolish ones, they came late and then knocked the door.
那但是那五个愚拙的呢，他们却迟到，在那边敲门。
And the Lord said, "I do not know you."
在这里神就说，我不认识你们。
So we can see here that the Lord denied them.
我们可以在这里看到神拒绝他们。
And verse 13 tells us we need to watch.
十三节这里讲到，我们必须要警醒。
What do we need to watch?
我们要警醒什么呢
？Watch if we have fullness of Holy Spirit.
我要警醒我们有没有圣灵的充满。
Watch that if tonight when I sleep, When I wake up, when we see the Lord, with fullness of Holy Spirit.
要警醒，如果我们今晚睡觉，然后当我们醒来的时候，有没有办法见到神呢？有没有圣灵充满？
So we need to pray before we sleep.
所以我们必须要在睡前我们要祷告。
And be filled with Holy Spirit.
我们要
Also, when we wake up, we need to pray and fill with Holy Spirit for the Lord's coming.
我们要祷告让圣灵充满我们，让我们在我们起床的时候也要祷告让神的灵充满我们。
So we need to watch if we are always filled with Holy Spirit or not.
我们要警醒，我们有没有时时的让圣灵充满我们。
If not, then the Lord say, "I do not know you."
如果没有的话，主会对我们说，我不认识你。
Let's look at the second passage, also concerning the Lord denying the people.
让我们再看到第二段。
Let's look at Luke chapter 13, verse 23.
我们看到路加福音十三章
，Luke chapter 13, verse 23。
路加福音十三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 23。
路加福音十三章二十三节。
To 27。
二十三到二十七节。
Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, verse 24。
二十四节。
Strive to enter through the narrow gate.For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Verse 25. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Verse 26. Then you will begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught us.You taught in our streets, verse 27. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Here, records the incident. Somebody asked the Lord Jesus Christ, are there many people to be saved?
在这里记载的有人问主耶稣，有多少得救的人少吗？
But what's few, what's many? It's relative to people.
什么是多，什么是少，这是一个比较的问题。
But,What the Lord is trying to tell them is that we need to strive to enter the narrow gate.
神这里主要的意思是要我们去努力进窄门。
Why people cannot enter the narrow gate?
为什么人没有办法进窄门？
Why?
为什么？
From the context, we can see these people have heard the Lord already, heard God's word already.
我们看到这里记载的这些人已经听过神的话。
In fact, they have fellowship with God too.
他们甚至跟神交通。
Verse 26, they say, you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.
在二十六节这里讲着，我们在你面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街上教训过人。
But why they cannot enter the narrow gate?
但是为什么他们没有办法进窄门呢？
The true answer is verse 27.
原因就在第二十七节。
The last part.
最后一节。
Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.
你们这一切作恶的人，离开我去吧。
In other words, in their life, they continue to sin.
换句话说，就是在他们的一生中一直在犯罪。
And the gate represents God's standard.
这个窄门呢，代表着神的
标准。Because they continue to sin, they cannot enter that narrow gate.
因为他们一直犯罪，所以他们没有办法进去。
They continue to disobey God.
这个窄门，他们一直。不遵守神的诫命。
Because they're not watchful. They don't watch themselves. They don't watch God's word.
然后他们不够警醒，他们不够他们没有去遵守注意神的话。
So they cannot go into the gate.
所以他们没有办法进那个窄门。
So the Lord denied them.
如此神就拒绝了他。
So we can see from these two parables, from these two contexts, we can see at first is people not watching.People are not filled with Holy Spirit, and people commit sin. These two people are being denied by the Lord.
从这两个比喻来看呢，我们知道，那些不够警醒，然后没有圣灵充满的人，没有会被神所不认。
So if we do not want to be rejected by God,
所以如果我们不想被神拒绝
，we need to be holy and also be filled with Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们不想这样的话，我们必须要圣洁，然后让圣灵充满。
So today we had discuss the church in Sardis.
所以今天我们查考的是撒底的教会。
First session, we discuss the Lord's manifestation that He has the seven spirits of God and what it means, and the seven stars, also what it means and what it's teaching for us.
我们在第一段讲到了神的特性，有他有神有 七个灵还有七星这它的意思。
Second, we see that the Lord knows what they did, and the Lord rebuked them, and the Lord corrected them.
第二段讲到的是，神知道他们所作所为，然后神改正他们，神先责备他们，然后再改正。
The last part is the Lord promised three rewards for those who will actually obey Him.
然后神要给那些遵守神的话的人三个恩典。
And all these three blessings we can receive.
所以然后这三个东西呢，我们都可以得到。
Let's sing hymn.
那我们唱诗。
187.
187首。